This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are some cities, L.A., New York, Chicago, and Baltimore, that tend to get a lot of the best parts on television. It's rare indeed that a smaller city gets a starring role, and when it does, it often winds up playing some other town. So enter now West Covina, California, a middle-class suburb about 20 or so miles east of downtown L.A., population 110,000. It steps into the spotlight tonight as the co-star of a new show on the CW called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And if the show is a hit, it could put West Covina on the map, so to speak. Marketplace's Adrian Hill took a ride out the 10 freeway to find out how the city got the part.
Here's the setup. Depressed professional runs into her childhood crush on the streets of New York.
Dude, we should hang out.
Actually, I'm moving. West Covina, California, 91791.
It's near the beach, right?
Yeah, only 2 hours, but 4 in traffic.
True to the crazy and crazy ex-girlfriend, she follows him there.
West Covina.
West Covina.
It's a classic big city fish out of water story. But why West Covina? Why not Glendora or just regular Covina or any other middle-income, slightly dated suburb near Los Angeles? There's a Yelp page called Best Fun Things to Do in West Covina, and the first two things on the list aren't in West Covina. I head over to Colony at the Lakes, named for an entertainment center, not a body of water, where hundreds of new apartments are being built.
It's not in downtown Los Angeles, but this is really, you know, kind of the downtown Los Angeles of West Covina.
That's leasing consultant Cameron Jones. The downtown Los Angeles of West Covina is walking distance to a mall, a multiplex, the Shoehorn and Buster Brown Museum, open by appointment. Aline Brosh McKenna is co-creator and executive producer of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I call her up to get a more definitive answer to the question.
What brings you to our lovely West Covina?
It struck us as the perfect place to kind of depict sort of what a contemporary American suburb is like.
It's diverse. It's got big box stores, trees, a beloved shopping mall, and pretzels. Lots of pretzels.
When we went to the mall, there was a pretzel store on one end of the mall, and then we got to the other end of the mall, there was another pretzel store, just in case you got peckish for a pretzel in between the one end of the mall and the other end of the mall. And so we love that. And there's actually yet another pretzel store in the mall.
And there's something else that drew the show to West Covina.
I love the sound of it. It was a great word for Rachel to sing and build the song around. So obviously by now it's quite beloved to us, and I think I've lost all objectivity about how it sounds to others.
It does roll off the tongue quite easily, doesn't it?
That's West Covina Mayor Pro Tem James Toma, with West Covina Mayor Frederick Sykes giggling in the background.
What can I say? It's a very good name. People do like to say it when they ask where you're from, West Covina. Oh, like, people often repeat it back to me.
Sykes is just happy the show's here, whatever the reason.
It's absolutely fantastic. It's a gift.
The city makes a few thousand dollars in shooting fees per episode, but Sykes is dreaming big.
TV itself is such a draw for us as primates. People think that, hey, where are they filming at? Well, they're filming in West Covina. And so they may go there just to shop and hang out and look and see what's going on in the city and to see if the cameras are rolling.
As for how the people in West Covina feel about being a bit of a punchline.
You seen this resume? Harvard, Yale, special skills, Mandarin. What the hell is she doing here?
But really, now, what isn't a butt of a joke? Everything everywhere is a butt of a joke for something, you know?
That's Joey Mancuso. He owns Anna's Pizza. His family's been in West Covina for decades. There was a time, he says.
When you told people West Covina, nothing good really came after it.
But that's changing. Graffiti's been painted over. Stores are moving into empty spaces.
And now it's coming up, and it's very cool to be a part of the positive things that are happening in this town.
And West Covina has earned itself a starring role. In West Covina, I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.